So let's give a round of applause to Jos.
Thank you. So we're going to misread the clock officially. And of course, we're at FOSDEM, so I'm going to obviously talk about something completely open source with no shenanigans there. How many of you know Nextcloud quite well and are here for an update? Okay, that's pretty much everyone. And how many really are like, Nextcloud? I guess I'd like to know more. Okay, that's really just a few. Oh, class even, yeah. I'm happy to give you a one-on-one even. yeah, it's essentially a replacement for Microsoft 365. So Teams, Office, OneDrive, the whole shebang. But open source and running on your own server. That's the short of it. And you're going to see much of the features in the next, 30-ish minutes. One thing I want to talk about very shortly is, so two features I want to quickly talk about in general. One is federation. So as Nextcloud is designed to self-host, that would mean you're all on your own little server with the 5, 10, or 5 million users in some cases that you have on the server. But thanks to federation, similar to what email does, and also Mastodon these days, and a bunch of other tools, you can work between people from different Nextcloud servers. So you can share files to people on the other server, you can have a video call with people from another server, or a chat with people from another server, and it all feels like a single installation. So this is pretty neat. And the second thing is, of course, security, which is always important with these kind of things. Nextcloud has, well, the basic HTTPS, so when you go from your server to your client, I mean, you can say, well, it's a trade-off, there's still a performance impact, and sure there is, but I don't think anybody wants to send their stuff without any protection anymore over the internet. Still find it amazing that that was still a thing 10 years ago. On top of that, you can encrypt your data on storage in case you're, for example, afraid somebody comes in and steals your server at night. With Raspberry Pi, that's relatively easy. With a big server rack at a data center, it's a little bit less likely, but there is, of course, still a risk somebody breaks in. So if the data is encrypted at rest, that works when they break in. But of course, if they're in, you don't notice, and they can observe what's happening after a while. Encryption at rest is not good enough. You need end-to-end encryption for that, which means encrypting on the client. Turn what off?
There's someone with notifications.
Oh, sorry. Please do. So if you're running an Nextcloud server and you have maybe a subset of data that you want to protect even in case somebody breaks into the server, or maybe you don't trust the server admin, because you can run this at home, but you can also run this as a service provider, then you can use the end-to-end encryption, which basically encrypts the files on the client, mobile or desktop, so that then on the server they cannot be read at all. The keys are encrypted also locally and not, well, they're only encrypted sent to the server, and you have to exchange passwords manually between the clients to be able to have everything only locally accessible. Anyhow, what are we doing all this effort for? That is, of course, because we don't want to live in a world where these companies basically control our entire digital lives. I heard yesterday people saying that Europe is now a digital colony. Not a really nice thing to say, but the Broligarchy is definitely in charge, I would say. That's just a reality. If an American president would want to shut down the European economy because Europe doesn't, I don't know, lower its tariffs or stop selling cars or whatever it is they want, they can actually do that. And they might not do it, but that will then be because Europe gave in because of the threat. And that's, I think, not a healthy situation to be in as Europe. And obviously, on a personal level, I don't want these guys to have my data, period. So there's that as well. So me, Jos, was already mentioned, so I'm just going to move on here. And the thing is, I'm going to talk about the release.